Workshop in Alaska is a week-long program that started several years ago, many years ago, for teachers, and it's now done as a week-long survey of all kinds of topics about Alaska. It talks about the sky and the earth and the plants and the animals and the people. It's a general interest program for anybody learning about Alaska and for people who have been up here for a long time. They always learn something, too.
So would you say, two-part question, would this be a really good class for a tourist or a guest from somebody to say?
It's a good class for tourists because it's an overview of the state, and often people would want to start their visit here in Alaska and get a little overview of what's going on and see where they want to go next and what they want to see next. But it's also good for people who have been here and for teachers who want to know more about the state. Sometimes good curriculum programs come out of this class for teachers, so people often come in from the bush and get their knowledge about the state reviewed. So it's good for both of those.
I've been here 15 years. Is there any reason why I should take this?
I think so, Steve. There's good, hard information that you probably never knew. You might know vaguely what's happening up here, but you really wouldn't know the specifics of it. And they always update it, so it's always current research on marine mammals and current research on the plants and so on. So you'd get good current information.
It sounds like an awful lot for just one person to cover. How can one person teach you all that?
Oh, it's taught by a series of people. There's one instructor of record who will be from the Institute of Marine Science, and then there are about a dozen other faculty that come on for an hour or so each, and so we get the benefit of the expertise from a good smattering of the university faculty.
If my cousin Charlie comes up this summer and I want to get rid of him for a while, would this be a good place for him to sign up?
It would be excellent. It's going to be fun, and he'd learn a lot about the state, and you could go ahead and have him out here on the campus prowling around and meeting people and listening to the lectures and seeing the muskox farm and the museum and so on while you're at work, and he should have a good time. There'll be other people like him in that. In fact, if my relatives were coming up, I would definitely put them in here.
Sounds good. Have you ever heard from anybody who's taking this course, what they said about it in the past? What do they think of it?
They're usually, generally, very impressed and have a lot of fun. That's what I'm struck by, that they are overwhelmed by how much information we got in and the high content of the actual academic part, plus how pleasant it is and how everybody makes them feel real welcome, like it's a real intimate little group. And they also tend to form a good group feeling. There are a lot of people from outside, and they get to talk with each other and meet each other, and it's a nice feeling to the whole thing.
Sounds good. Now, we've mentioned teachers a couple of times. Can a teacher get credit for this?
Yes, it can. It started as an education program, a 395, 300-level course, and it still carries one credit, and teachers can take it. It's for a pass-fail, definitely.
So it would count towards their recertification.
Right. A lot of teachers use it for that, toward recertification. Mm-hmm.
I've jumped around quite a bit on the workshop in Alaska. Is there anything I didn't ask you you'd like to include?
Well, people probably would like to know that there is housing available if you know people who are coming into town but you don't know where they're going to stay. There's housing available, and there are two or three field trips involved in it. One of them is to a mining camp, and one of them is to the muskox farm and some others. So it's a pretty good overall view, and we do try to break it up so that people aren't sitting in a classroom all day, every day for five days. It's a good variety of things.
Boy, it sounds like an awful lot. I bet it's pretty expensive too, right?
It costs $175, and that includes the credit fee. So for a week long of entertainment and information, that's really pretty low, I'd say.
We've talked a lot about this now, but when is it?
It's in late July. It starts the 30th of July and it ends the 3rd of August. So it's over that week there. It's also coincident with the arts festival here in town, so people would be able to attend both if they're going to be in town here. We'll pass out the information about everything else that's happening in town, so people will have something to do in the evenings after classes.
Of course, they won't have any time because they're doing homework, right?
Right. Minimal homework.